Monday, January 10th, 2011.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dachjaj Chol, your daily dose of Klingon language. I'm your host, Lawrence Schoen, and today is Monday, January 10th, 2011, otherwise known as Wotjaj, or Verb Day. Today's verb is shuv. Go ahead, say that a couple of times. Shuv. Shuv. That's capital S-U-V. Shuv means fight. Now that we're in our second week, a good language warrior should be constantly wondering how each new piece of language can be combined with the other pieces we've covered already. You know that shuv is a verb, so ask yourself, what can you do with verbs? For one thing, you can put verb prefixes on them. You've already been taught two of them, ye and je. Yeshuv would be the command, fight it. Jishuv would be the statement, I fight. What else can you do with verbs? Well, for one thing, in a sentence, verbs have subjects. You know, the things that are busy doing all that verbing. And sentences also have objects. Objects of verbs. The things that are being verbed upon. Subjects and objects are nouns, and you know some nouns. Plug them into a sentence with shuv. For example, you should know how to say, the waiter fights the ship. That would be duj shuv jabwit, where duj means ship, and jabwit is waiter. Note in this sentence that the word order is object, verb, subject, which is the opposite of how you'd say it in English. If we said, jabwit shuv duj, that would translate as, the ship fights the waiter. I don't know if this is easy for you as I think it is. You'll have to decide that for yourself. Or better yet, show me by playing similar games with some of the bonus verbs I gave you yesterday. But we're done for now. We'll do more of this tomorrow when I give you a new noun. Until then, remember, Kotme Poshmoch Chol. Language opens worlds.